Hi, folks. It's Arun Venugopal in for Tanzina this week on The Takeaway. Now for a story out of the digital realm. Desmond Amofa, better known as Etika, was a popular gamer with hundreds of thousands of followers on YouTube. But in mid-June, his followers became concerned when his usually busy social media channels went quiet. Less than a week later, the New York Police Department reported that Etika had been found dead. The death was labeled a suicide. Etika was open about his mental health challenges on the platform, and his suicide underscores issues of mental illness in the gaming community, especially among those who have amassed sizable and highly involved fan bases. I have two guests with me now to discuss these challenges. Rod Breslau is an esports journalist. He's known as Slasher online. And Dr. Alan Benet is a physician and the CEO of the esports platform Panda Global. He goes by the handle Samurai Panda. Rod and Dr. Benet, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, how's it going?
Thank you very much, Arun.
Rod, you actually knew Etika. What was he like in person?
Etika, I met him early in 2018. And, you know, I had spoken to him a lot online because we were both in the game community. Even though we're both from and in New York City, I hadn't met him in person. And immediately from meeting him and our entire interaction in person at the NYXL launch event, he was a great guy. He, along with myself, have both come from the video game, competitive gaming, and esports community as a whole. And we have some of the most engaged fandom in the entire world, I think, an overall community. He came from mainly the Nintendo community and the Smash community. Those were like his home bases. He got mainly known for all the time there were Smash Brothers character reveals and new game reveals. His reactions, his excitement, his hype went viral throughout the entire internet because of really his personality and how much he brought out within the community and fans out there of all these games. And he was so special in being able to be a unique person that is only able to do this. No one else did that reaction videos or commented on these reveals could get nearly the same type of response from fans and from the community that he did. And he was really, truly special in that regard.
Now, did the content he posted, did any of that suggest he was struggling with mental health issues?
Not really up until, I would say, within the last year, semi-recently. Previously, in previous years, yes, he did go through some issues online, but it wasn't mental health. It was more he had problems with platforms, including Twitch and YouTube, getting banned off of Twitch for, you know, some things, and then some problems with YouTube, which in context of the larger internet could have just been, you know, some problems that a lot of creators have gone through in different controversies, but not necessarily a detriment to his mental health. Like when I met him in person, for me, he was totally normal and fine, even though obviously that you don't know how much what a person is going through from just an outside perspective. But he really seemed like there was nothing going on from when I met him. And from knowing him and watching him online, the issues were only more prevalent to see within the last 9 months, where you could see by his actions on platforms like Twitter, where he's able to speak a lot more than like imagery and video and some of the things that he was saying. Then it started to really get concerning for what was going on there.
Dr. Benet, when it comes to mental health challenges, how are they complicated by this culture in which we live, where we have so much sharing going on? Our personal lives are out there. They're online.
Well, it's even harder for someone like Etika. So Etika is what we consider in the industry an influencer. For people like this, they create content, and that is their lifeblood. They just create content. And all these social media platforms that you and I may use as to share our lives or to share our thoughts, they use to become someone else. So their public-facing personality is crafted, is one that is very pointed. And it's very, very stressful. It's very difficult to do this and to keep this up and to keep this going. And so when you can see something like when a influencer reaches out saying they're not in a good place using the social media platforms, people do get concerned because it takes a lot for them to get to that point because this is their profession, that persona. And Etika was certainly one of those that did say he wasn't really in a good place, or honestly, sometimes did not. He had a few mental health issues that, as Slasher said, became much more evident within the last around year time frame, I think like starting October-ish of last year. And it became very difficult even through social media to contact him and to try to give him the help that he needed.
Aside from Etika, have there been other deaths from suicide in recent years within the gaming community?
Within the gaming community, yes. But suicide, honestly, is not that common. It's more depression, mental breaks, people giving up their careers because of the difficulty. I mean, it's from our perspective, you know, social media, while having its challenges, also provides a platform that people can reach out, and when they are in that place, do get help, you know. So I will say, for all the downsides of social media, that is one of those few upsides. So unfortunately, you know, it does happen. I would say it's probably not as prevalent as something like Etika's case makes it seem.
Rod, I'm curious, what do you think about what Dr. Bonet is saying is one of these upsides? Do you agree with him in that regard?
I mean, we both come from the gaming community, and we love it for good reason, I believe. I mean, there are, you know, the downsides of, like, you know, what we're talking about, the social media influence. But part of that is that we can all come together from around the world. And that's something that gaming, while there are other industries that do that, we are kind of like, we're playing games with each other from all these different places. And the community that we've built is kind of unique and special to all these other communities. I really think that's something that only the gaming community has done. That's why we have like such huge people that are our influencers and have a lot of followers online, is because of how engaged we are and how connected we are as a community compared to other industries that are on the internet. And that really is a good thing, I feel like, for us. And that's why we've been able to grow so much. And that's why the gaming and esports community is so big as it is now, because of those personal relationships that we've been able to build. I mean, Etika really did have a lot of friends that were around him and a lot of people that really, truly cared about him because of the gaming community and relationships that he built with inside of it. There is a larger discussion to have about maybe the larger fandom out there, but at least in terms of like the friends that he made along the way, the people that he met, the people within the content creator community that also that he knew, there were a lot of people out there that truly wanted him to succeed and wanted him to be well. And that really was the larger sentiment from the gaming community that only games could provide.
Rod Breslau is an esports journalist, and Dr. Alan Bonet is a physician and also the CEO of the esports platform Panda Global. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
And hey, everyone, if you or someone you know is struggling with depression or with suicidal thoughts, please consider calling the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. We're back in a minute on The Takeaway. Stay with us.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.